Just to compound your holiday pleasure,
here is the actual sound of a person who
has eaten too much Christmas dinner.
You're not Father Christmas.
No, Ma, I'm not.
Whatever. Anyway,
everyone is
all excited over this thing called Christmas.
And butter.
We bring you greetings and good cheer, glad tidings of the season. Our gift is music, bright and clear. We hope you find it pleasing.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Merry Christmas and ho ho ho. My name is Santa Claus.
He is a fucking lunatic.
And he got fat.
You need to stop!
And ask yourself some vital questions like,
what can Santa Claus teach us about our language?
I'll teach you a lesson now!
Keep repeating this until
you have extrasensory powers.
Just like Santa.
Repeat this process several times,
or you will die.
No, it's too late. I can't do it. I can't.
What can we do?
I know what we can do, kids.
Let's sing a song of Christmas.
Which has to be sung in the snow.
Naked in the woods!
He proceeded to take all of his clothes off and get completely naked.
You're naughty!
And let me tell you,
Santa knows who's naughty.
But he doesn't know it.
Who needs unbendable toenails?
The greatest unsolved mystery of our time.
We've got to help Santa and solve this mystery.
This might solve the loneliness epidemic, actually.
And we're all like lonely lost souls forever searching for that.
Very special
present for Christmas.
Wait a minute. What's this?
He's found his special present.
In his pants.
Oh, there it is.
It's fine to play with.
CIA Director James Woolsey said,
I play hard too, baby.
Every day, at least 6 times a day.
Especially now at Christmas time.
If you're not aware of that name, you might remember the story of
Peter Blagojevich.
Dressed up like he Santa.
Holding his rifle at the ready and ready to shoot.
Isn't that what Santa does?
Yes, it is.
Ho, ho, ho!
Leaving behind them corpse after corpse, with no one safe from
Santa's rampage.
And that was the story my grandfather used to tell me.
Every Christmas.
Tell me a story about a reindeer with a red nose named
Johnny Mathis.
He was carried to the hospital and died on Christmas Day.
Santa, of course,
hated Rudolph because of his mutant glowing nose.
And his electric Milky Way machine.
And then, one day,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer volunteers to lead
the police
straight to where
the dead bodies of 13 victims
are placed upright
and attractively arranged in the display cases in front of the market
for Christmas breakfast.
Jumpin' reindeer, it was Santa,
who had gone completely mad,
had killed them.
I'm sure Santa had a very good reason.
Be on the lookout for Santa Claus. Last scene wearing
the ski mask,
rubber gloves,
and pantyhose.
Suddenly, right out of the blue,
wow,
it's Santa.
And he cried and said,
yo, you going down.
What I mean to say is, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you
suck my motherfucking dick?
Your words are my command, Santa.
But I don't think we'll be showing that.
Well, just do it well, and I'm sure you'll get a
blowjob.
Oh, this is a great
blow
job, Rudolph.
Oh, I ain't complaining, old buddy.
Anyway,
make it a warm Christmas with
toxic waste
for the family from Target.
It's Christmas at Target.
There are stores that sell Christmas shit
out of Santa's
asshole.
That's all they sell.
I'm gonna go buy some.
Oh, ho, ho!
Santa knew there were many
pieces of shit
to be made as his list began to grow.
And so did
his bionic arm knocking Oscar and Ruby aside like they were no more than rag dolls.
Santa, 'tis the season to be sharing
pain and death,
said Santa jovially when they arrived. On Christmas Eve, Santa was delighted that he'd installed the fucking machine. What a great holiday gift.
That made him Bill.
Like a fucking
right jolly old elf.
The elves packed
the tip of the
fucking machine
up their ass
until they were out of breath.
All the elves started yawning and fell fast asleep.
But sometimes at Christmas, they'll eat some tinsel and take a shiny shit.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a tab of yellow sunshine LSD.
What a great holiday gift.
When it comes to holiday gifts,
give me a lobotomy.
Bitch, how about yours?
Give me a kiss under the mistletoe.
You know what? We can do this.
Fortunately, the stupid, lazy Americans are
drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
Because of the Christmas season.
Instead, at Christmas time, each of their department store windows
are pink and purple and white
and covered in human feces.
Some guys can only manage to be schmucks on New Year's Eve.
But what about Santa?
He was born that way.
They act that way
all the year around.
He probably isn't going to like Christmas at all.
But you saved Christmas for the children of the world.
You asshole.
You saved Christmas.
Good night, Santa. And don't
take a shit on the salad bar at Wendy's.